Dalad, Ahmad Alif, about 12 lines, 13 lines down. V'hai Tana, Maisila, B'gzeirushov, Mimidbar. This Tana learns out that there's going to be a Tekiah and before you truers, and also there's nine from the Midbar, meaning the Chatzotus in the Midbar, the trumpeting, when they used to travel. The Tanya says, Uskartem Trua. It says you should. Right, so basically, so what's this mean? Tekartem Trua means Tekiah bifne atzma, a Trua bifne atzma. You got to be like, well, Tekartem means do a Tekiah, and Trua means do a Trua. Now we say maybe not. Is it like we just said? Or Eino, perhaps, maybe it means this. It means it's one thing, meaning the as it is actually a verb, and it's saying like blow a truer. So it means only just blow a truer. It doesn't mean a tekiah and a truer. But when it says in the Masois, when you get the congregation together in the Midbar, Tiskau velo tiriu, you should do a tekiah and not a truah. So we see quite clearly, have you met tekiah bifne atzma, that it's a separate thing. A tekiah is a separate entity, and truah is bifne atzma, and truah is also a separate entity. Okay, so we've first of all, that we've got our ground rules. We know that there's a tekiah is bifne atzma and a truah bifne atzma. So umanayin shepshutala for now. How do you know? So now you can say that. How do you know that pshutala for now means? How do you know? We know there's a truers. How do you know there's a tekiah before the truer? Because it says tamalama utukatam truer. She do a tekiah and then a truer. Umanayin shepshutala achareha. How do you know there's a pshuta, meaning there's a tekiah after the truer? Tamalama truer. It says the word truer. And then it says yiskal. It says the tekiah. So we got a truer sandwich. Now, Rabbi Shmuel benoy shel Rabbi Yochanan broika oimah. Eino tarach, you don't need the upper limud. Harei oimah, because it says uskatam trua shenis, and you should blow the second to the trua. Yeah, so shein tamalom shenis. What's the shenis? Yeah, mal tamalom shenis. What was the second time? Zer bana of shekol mokum shenemot trua. Whenever you say trua, you know automatically. Shetehei tekiah shni Allah. There's a tekiah afterwards. Okay, back to Tanakama. Eini ella midbar. We only know about the midbar that these because this was talking about the trua, and there's a tekiah before and a tekiah afterwards. But this is talking about the journeys or gathering the congregation together. Okay, so Barosh Hashanah minayin. How do we know that applies to Rosh Hashanah as well? So tamaloma trua. We're using the word trua for gzeir shava. So just as like in the midbar, we got a trua with a tekiah and a tekiah before and after. So too in Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so how do we know shalosh truas? Oh, and shalosh truas nemar b'Rosh Hashanah. There are three said with regards to Rosh Hashanah. We're going to do the three pesukim we brought earlier. It says shaboson zichron trua. One pasuk says trua once. Yom trua. That's the second time. And it says avavarta shofa trua. Says trua a third time. Now, it happens to be that two of them are in Rosh Hashanah and one of them is in Yovel. We're going to get into that. Right, but here we see anyway, shtei tekiyos l'chol achas v'achas. We just said to each chua has, by definition, it has a tekiyah before and a tekiyah afterwards. So therefore, it's three times three, metzina l'meidim, shlosh chuos, all together you're going to have shlosh chuos, and shlosh tekiyos, and there's going to be six tekiyos. Nemar b'Rosh Hashanah, so therefore you got nine altogether. Shtaim, you should know, shtaim on medivrei Torah. Two of these are for Divrei Torah, which is kind of six. But Chas Divrei Sofer, one's Divrei Sofer. Okay, now we can speak it out. Which ones are which? So now Shabboson, Zikron Terua, that Posuk. Yeah, so that's talking about Rosh Hashanah. Vavata Shofer Chua, this is a Posuk from Yovel. Midivrei Torah, that's from the Torah. And Yom Terui Yelachem, this Posuk, which is talking about Rosh Hashanah. Little Talmudu Hoba. It's coming for its Talmudo because we need that for the Gezerah Shava because it says Yom Trua. And remember, we're making a Gezerah Shava of Trua. So that's already been used up that Pasuk. So we can't use it to tell you that you're obligated to do for the numbering, for the numbers of blasts on a Torah level. But the Rabbanon are going to use it for an Asmachta. So Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Omar, Rabbi Yonis and Rabbi Yosef, he actually says there's only Achas from Divrei Torah. And Shtayim Divrei Sofrim, the two from Divrei Sofrim. Okay, like this. So Avarta Shofer Chua, that one, which is funny, it's kind of Yovel is the derisa one. Yeah, mid Divrei Torah. And Shabboson Zichron Trua is. And Yom Trui Yelachem. So basically, those two, right, are for the, what are we going to say? The Talmud Uhoba, right? So we know one of them was used for the Gzera Shava of Trua Trua, right? But according to this opinion, yeah, another one is also needed because it's needed to teach us something. So the Gemara is going to ask, what is it needed to teach us? So my Le Talmud Uhoba, what is the additional thing that it comes to teach us? So Miboy, it's coming to teach us like this, the halacha of Lebayom Velobalayla. Yeah, you need to blow, the Tekiah Shofar is a time-bound mitzvah, and you have to do it in the daytime. And therefore, right, but Idach, oh, so where's the Tanakhama going to learn that from, right? Because now he doesn't have a source for that, right? It's a good point. How do you know that you blow the shofar dafka in the daytime? So Tanakhama, Idach, b'yom v'lo b'layla minale, where's his source? So it says the Gemara, nafkule, he learns it from mi'biyom ha'kipurim, he learns it from Yovel, because it says b'yom. B'yom always means halachli in the daytime. Oh, says the Gemara, wait a second. Im b'yom ha'kipurim, if you learn it from Yovel already, yeah, Yolif, Nigmo Nami, why don't you learn Lepshuta Lefoneho, Lepshuta Leachoreho? Why don't we learn like the original Tana number one from the first Brisa, who learned it from Ta'aviru and Avarta? So why do you learn from there? There's a single blast before and after. So answer the Gemara, Vahavarta, the word Vahavarta and Ta'aviru, these two words, lo mashmalu. He doesn't did it or lay. It's not mashma to him that this is lashon of tekiah. Sounds like doesn't really sound like that. So ella mai darshibu. So what do they use it for? Because these words are extra words and they're open to for drashas. So what do they? What's the drasha? So vahavarta, the word of avarta is kirab masna. That we're using for the halacha of Rav Masna, the Amar Rav Masna. Rav Masna said, "Vahavarta derech ha'avartoi." You've got to carry it, basically. So you've got to blow it in the way that it is carried on the
rams.
Thank you. Head. Okay, that's one. And ta'aviru. What do we use ta'aviru mean? That means to kama rachmana na'areviyad. Means you may think you do it in hand, kamash b'land. You don't do it in your hand. Right, that means that there's two ways of, right, is it just transporting it from A to B, or is it doing a blast with it? So it's going to tell you you've got to do a blast. So the Idach, the Rav Masna, so the other source, right, so the first price, so where does he learn Rav Masna from? But he's basically learning from the same place, but because Middashoni, Bidibure, since it changed, Bachad in Kra, since the Kra basically used this strange Loshon, yeah, therefore we can learn two things from it. Okay, next thing. Ta'aviru, b'yad, v'lobish. Right, and that you said you needed a posit to tell you that you should not just transport it, you should actually do a blast. Right, lo moxis amot. You would never say such a thing, so I don't need a limut to tell you that don't do that. Why? Because to goma avara, but Moshe, because we got a gezerah shava from Moshe Rabbeinu, because we know it says with the Moshe Rabbeinu, it says ksiv hacha, it says over here, but avara to shofar trua, it says the lashon of being avara of a trua. Yeah, and ksiv hostam. And it says over there, yeah, it says v'yitzav Moshe v'yav v'rukol b'machaneh, and they brought a kol in the machaneh, right? Basically said you've brought enough for the Mishkan, we don't need any more. Okay, mar l'halon b'kol, over there it was clear that it was a kol, yeah, because it said kol, right? So we know it's a vocal thing. Okay, so af can't kol b'kol, so too here it's going to be b'kol. Okay, elahai tana, and the other tana, Midbar. In fact, we're missing a point over here. Yeah, if he brings it from Midbar, right? Imar lahalam. So it's over there in the Midbar. What instrument they use? They use chatzoytzos. So Afkan chatzoytzos. You should also use chatzoytzos. So tamaloyma tikkun b'chodesh shofar yom kesed yom chageinu. We go back to our favorite capital Tehillim, which we said today. Yeah, that it's you see over there. Oh, we're going to speak it out basically. So ezu chag, which chag? Is it Shachodesh Mischasebo that the moon is covered? Have you met Zer Rosh Hashanah? That's Rosh Hashanah. It's the only one on the beginning of the month, right? But Kama Rachmana, and the Torah says Shofar. Okay, but just a little bit more. Iskin Rabbi Abau. Rabbi Abau made a tikkana per Kesari. In Kesari over there. Okay, so he said do this. He says do Tikkia, and then you do Shlosha Shvarim, and then you do a Trua, and then you do a Tikkia. So basically, the middle bit is a bit strange, right? He basically says, do in the middle instead of just doing a chur or a shvarim, he says, kind of do both. So, man of shach, what's going on? Eat yululi yolil, If it's the, as we said before, if it was like a sobbing, the aim of Sisera, so let evid tekiya, trua tekiya. So therefore you just do a tekiya and then a trua and then a tekiya. Okay, so we're calling the yolil the true over here. V'i genuchi gonach, and if it was the groaning, yeah, let evid tekiya, you should do a tekiya, then shlosha shvarim, and then a tekiya. So what's going on? So it's one or the other. So misafgale. It's not. It's misupak. He doesn't know. He genuchi gonach. He doesn't know if it was a groaning. He yalul the yolil. If it was a sobbing. So maski for Ravira as a kasha. Avadilma yaluli. Perhaps it was the sobbing. And if that's the case, v'havikar mafsek. There's a hefsek now. Shlosh shvarim with the shlosh shvarim is going to be because they're not really part of the mitzvah. Yeah, between tequila chua, between the tequila and the chua. So that's not good. Yeah. Says the governor, like, he deals with that, covers his bases. The hoda of it, tekiya, trua, tekiya. Because then he goes to, in order to make sure that that's he'll do it afterwards. The yaluli. Ah, maskifla ravina vadilma genuchi hava. Perhaps it was the shvarim, right? Vekom mafsika trua ben shvarim tekiya. So now the trua is going to be a problem because that's not really doesn't really need to be done. So, answer the Gemara. The Hobbit of Tekiah Shlosh Shvarim Tekiah. No, he does it on its own anyway to cover that base. So then, wait a second. Ella, the Rebbe Abou, my Iskin. What was the Tekan over here? Iganu Chigonach Ha'avde. He did it already. Yeah, and Iyolul Yolil Ha'avde. He did it. So why do you have to do this weird combo over here? So, answer the Gemara. Misafkale. Actually, he's got a new variant. Yeah, lay Dilma Gonach. Perhaps it was Gonach and Yolil. Perhaps I groaned and then wailing. That was the aim of Sisera. That's what she did. Oh, says the Gemara. If you open our minds and come into such a thing. So let evid nami. So do ifra. So do the ifra. Do tekiya, shua, shlosh shvarim, and tekiya. Because why? Dilma, perhaps Yolil. Perhaps the aim of Sisera. She was first sobbed and then Gonach, and then she started groaning. So answer the Gemara, stammer the milsa. No, generally, when ki misra be'inish milsa, when something bad happens to a person, bereisha gonach, first he starts groaning, and then it kind of goes into v'hoda yolil, turns into a sobbing. That's why Rabbi Bauha was open to that. Maybe that's what Aim Sipsu did, but for sure she didn't do it the other way around. Okay, we'll stop here.